give God glory in their house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus. Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other. I'm good. I know that He's real.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of The Sin Debt is Paid in Full. Spiritual sessions with Sister Fuchi, Pastor McCarty of Journey Home Outreach Ministries. Everybody, I want to remind you before we get into the show that we have a special interview and listening party for Spiritual Peace coming up on February the 20th. Of 2020 at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I'm looking forward to sharing and updating what he has been doing for the kingdom since we last interviewed him in 2012. All right, everyone, let's jump into the reason we're here, and that is the reading and the knowledge of the Word of God. Before you ever begin to read the Word of God or try to interpret it, you need to pray to the Holy Spirit so that you can get revelations of what you're reading. Second, you need to pray to God for wisdom. He said, whoever asks for wisdom, He will give it to freely. And then you also just pray for Jesus to be there for you and be there with you to unleash what is written on your heart, because the Word of God is actually written on your heart. And so all you need is the Holy Spirit for you to get a good grasp of what He wants you to know at that time. But we're going to be reading for 1 John, the 4th chapter, the 9th to the 11th verse. And this goes simply, I read in the name of Jesus. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. What a beautiful gift. Not only did he come to the world and he died for our sins, people miss an important part of what happened, and that was atoning for our sins. The death and the shedding of his blood, because the wages of sin is death. And so our sin required that death be paid in order to satisfy or atone our sins with God. So that is why his blood had to be, he had to be the sacrificial lamb, as they use the term, because he was that last atonement for all of our sins. He took on the sins of each and every person on this earth, born, not born, to be born. But he took on all of that sin debt and paid it in full. So he freed us from our sins. So now we have the privilege and the honor of going to Christ and asking him for forgiveness of our sins, because he's the one who paid the debt already. God is not looking for us to repay our sin debt. It is paid. Now he's looking for us to go to his Son to get forgiveness for those sins that we've committed. Forgive us for the sins that we don't know we're committing. Forgive us for, just show us, Jesus, how you want us to be. You have to surrender yourself to that point so that you can get the full benefit of why he died on the cross. All right, everybody, please reread John, the first chapter. I mean, the first John, the fourth chapter. Read the whole chapter so you can get a clear understanding of what this is all about. But the main thing is in here is that sacrifice for our sins, the debt has been paid, and we need to love each other because God loved us so much to send his Son to pay for our sinful selves. All right, everybody. Love you. Love each other. Love your neighbor. I love you guys. You know that already. All right, let's get ready to roll on into the show. Definitely we're going to get back to that reading and talk about it some more. But next up on the mic is I'm On by Remnants of Worship. And here we go. Oh.
We declare.
ROW.
We decree.
Make some noise.
Reign in me.
I'm on.
Set me free.
I'm on.
Set me free.
Let's go.
I want to be your friend.
We declare.
We declare.
We decree.
We decree.
Holy Spirit. Reign in me.
Set me free.
Set me free.
Set me free.
I want to be
your friend.
We declare.
We declare.
We decree.
We decree.
Holy Spirit. Reign in me.
Set me free.
Set me free. I want to be. We declare,
we decree,
Holy Spirit, reign in me,
set me free,
set me free,
I
wanna be, let's go!
Yeah.
All right, that's I'm On by Remnants of Worship. And our opening song, I forget to tell you, is Jesus is Real by Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir. Okay, I just want to get that acknowledgement out. Everybody, we are going to keep moving with the show. Next up on the mic, we are going to listen to More Than Music by Spiritual Peace. Here we go.
What you think is real, it ain't real. What you think is cool, it ain't cool. What you call music, man, it ain't music. Better listen to the words before you bob your head to. What you think is life, it ain't life. What you think is hard, it ain't hard. What you call success, man, it ain't success. Better open up the word God if you wanna be blessed. Wake up your sleepers, raised from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Forget the bread, trying to stack to the ceiling. Got you killing children, trying to make millions. Got you killing billions, you better get your glasses on. Look at the unseen, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of the darkness. Satan ain't got no love for you, cause he's heartless. Got his spirit dwelling in a lot of artists, trying to follow the trend, toss back and forth by the ways. Hey, this is not the game, cunning and craftiness, deceitful schemes. You better open up your eyes and see. You better watch what you lit in this at. What smells good don't always taste good. What look good may be molded on the inside. A lot of false doctrine, misleading teaching. They all about the money, they don't care if you see. What you think is real, it ain't real. What you think is cool, it ain't cool. What you call music, man, it ain't music. Better listen to the words before you bob your head to. What you think is life, it ain't life. What you think is hard, it ain't hard. What you call success, man, it ain't success. Better open up the word of God if you wanna be blessed. Man, they darken and they understand, and they separated from the life of God. Bow the heart and know their hearts and repent. I perish, the devil is a mark. Yeah, people walking with the mark of the beast. They feel like they living, but they ain't living, they sleep. Daddy locked up, mom she at work. Nothing to do, hit the block with the goons and the tunes. Right around, acting a straight fool with the top down. Listen to my favorite rapper, he go hard. I wanna be real like him. I wanna be cool like him. Sell dope, break laws like him. Get respect on the block like him. My auntie told me come to church, but it ain't like him. So I stay on the block and read up like him. Got a lot of pretty dams like him. I wish somebody would've told me I was going straight to hell with him.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, man, I love your music, man. I got all your music, man. You always keep it real, man. Hey, I came to your last concert too. I was in the front row, man. You remember me?
I don't know you.
Oh, man, but hey, I like that one song though you did with what's your name? I can't remember his name, but that song was hot, man. Matter of fact, it's hot in here, man. It's hot. Where we at, man?
You in hell, boy.
What you think is real, it ain't real. What you think is cool, it ain't cool. What you call music, man, it ain't music. Better listen to the words before you bob your head to. What you think is life, it ain't life. What you think is hard, it ain't hard. What you call success, man, it ain't success. Better open up the word of God if you wanna be blessed. What you think is real, it ain't real. What you think is cool, it ain't cool. What you call music, man, it ain't music. Better listen to the words before you bob your head to. What you think is life, it ain't life. What you think is hard, it ain't hard. What you call success, man, it ain't success. Better open up the word of God if you wanna be blessed.
Hey, yeah, you gotta watch what you listen to, man. This is deeper than you really think it is. This is serious, man. So many people going the wrong way. So many people praising and worshiping things they shouldn't even be worshiping. pray this open your eyes.
All right, everybody, that was Spiritual Peace, and more than music. And don't forget to mark your calendars for the 20th of February, which was in a couple of days, that we will be having a special show, special listening party with Spiritual Peace. All right, we're going to get back to the reading of the Word, because that is what we are here for. Today's reading, this week's reading, comes from 1 John, the 4th chapter, the 9th to the 11th verse. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want you again to, when I give you these readings to read, it's helpful that you read the entire 4th chapter of 1 John so you can get a full understanding. Also, pray to the Holy Spirit to be with you, because the word is written on our heart, not on tablets of stone, but on the flesh of our heart, and is there so the Holy Spirit can then reveal those things that are a mystery to you in the Bible. And of course, Christ is there to be our guide. And so it reads as so. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his only one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. We ought to love one another, everyone, just as God has loved us. Let's break this down a little bit more. He sent his one and only Son into the world so we might live through him. When we say live, Christ gives you life when you believe and trust in him. And he gives you life because he has paid. The wages of sin is death. Okay? We sin every day. According to the scripture, death should be our punishment. But God so loved us that he sent his Son to take on the punishment that was meant for us in our sins, so that we can have a final atonement for all the sins we have done, have not thought of doing, are going to do in the future. It covers all sins for everybody. That is how much he loved us. Instead of destroying us, instead of killing us over and over and over again, he sent a different redemption system to us. Now we get to go to Christ, who forgives us of our sins. We get to go to Christ, who understands us more than anyone. We get to go to Christ, who's going to lead us and reconnect us, atone us, reconcile us back to our Heavenly Father. We got kicked out of the Garden of Eden, and now we're trying to find our way back into the presence of God. And the only way you can do that is by having your sins atoned for and by believing in the person who paid the price. You have to lean on him, depend on him, call on him. You have to have him part of your everyday life. He has to lead and be the head and not the tail of your life. He has to be the deciding factor on everything that you do. You go to Christ and he'll tell you exactly what path that God wants you to take. That's the beautiful thing about him dying and atoning for our sins, and then turning around and forgiving us for sins that we keep committing. What a wonderful love gift from our Father. So if we can love each other a fraction of that, okay, we need to love each other just as that. Yes, we will lay down our life for our friend. We need to love each other that much because Christ loved us. All right, everybody, pray on that. It's something that once you begin to understand the gift, you can't help from getting excited. Now, the next up on the mic is the Sister Pucci Gospel House Mix, and this is actually called Dance It Out. The purpose of the dance mix is for you to get up and give God some praise and some worship for 15 minutes, and also to try to find the message within the mix. But let's go back to the first part. praise and worship. 15 minutes. I just gave you something to really get excited about. And that is that Christ made an atonement for my sins. He loved me so much that he paid my sin debt. I don't have to worry about dying because I live through him and I will live eternally through him. And so everybody, get up and dance, dance, dance. Just dance it out and give God some praise and worship for the next 15 minutes. Everybody, here we go.
Thank you. Jersey. DJ. DJ.
DJ.
DJ. DJ.
Saturday is coming. It's coming. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's coming. It's coming. Open up your heart. Let them in. It's coming. It's coming. Sunshine. No more rain. Sunshine. Let them in. Let them in. Let them in.
All right, let him in. Let Christ in, everyone. That was the Gospel House Mix, Dance It Out by Sister Poochie for the week. Now, we are going to keep moving on with the show and keep this praise party going, because since you're into praising and worshiping God right now, let's give him another 15 minutes of dedication. Here we go with DJ Shaheem, our resident DJ's mix for the week.
Spinning on the ones and twos, it's DJ Shaheem.
See you. sweet. Let you see it through your piece. Tell me what your life like. Turn it down a bright light. Driving with my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. I'm just trying to find, I've been looking for a new way. I'm just really trying not to really do the fool way. I don't have a cool way. Being on my best though. Lock up on a text though. Nothing else next though. Not another word, letter, picture or a decimal. Wrestling with God, I don't really want to rest so. Man, it's really life-like. Everything in my life. Arguing with my dad and he said it ain't Christ-like. Man. You know it's like somebody only close to could get you like off your. I be on my. I woke up this morning, I said my prayers. I'm all through that. I try to talk to my dad, get him some advice. He starts spazzing on me. I start spazzing back. He said they ain't Christ-like. I said.
DJ Shaim.
Come on. giving praise, and for all of the wonderful blessings, I will forever praise your name. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving, and I'll enter his courts giving praise, and for all of the wonderful blessings, I will forever praise your name. Singing praise to the Lord. Let us go.
Everybody, That was our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, bringing a gospel house mix, the gospel mix, I'm sorry, for the week. And we're going to keep rolling with this feeling. And next up on the mic is R4 singing Victory. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
check this out.
We're going to do a song that you never heard before. before.
My life and the way I live. This ain't business, this ain't music. This is what I teach my kids. We never fold up, we never fall back, we never relent. And what you call that is being sold out. Above all that, we believe him and give it all back. I am perfect in my purpose, and my worth is in my service. And my thirst is for true worship, and you can learn about it all in my verses. I'm just a young boy from the south side of Chi-Town. I represent.
I never be his thing, cause he showed me that there's nothing I should be.
Everybody, that was Victory by R4. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. I'm the presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poche. And we're going to get to the reading one more time before we end the show. And it comes from 1 John, the 4th chapter, the 9th through the 11th verse. I want you to read the entire 4th chapter of 1 John. But it reads as so. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Everyone, he paid the sin debt. I thank him for it, for my sinful self. That he atoned for my sins with God. And now with my living through him, with my belief in him, I get a chance to reconcile the relationship that was destroyed when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. All right, everybody, we are going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with Society Hill Music, How Great Thou Art. Everybody, you know, I have enjoyed doing the show as always. It always gives me inspiration, and I hope it does the same for you. Peace, love, and blessings. Don't forget February the 20th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Spiritual Peace Interview and Listening Party. We're going to roll out now. Everybody, peace and blessings.